Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Filtering and Sorting Data. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, SQL for Data Management in the Data Analytics and SQL for AEC Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore how to use WHERE clauses to filter data, sort results with the order by command, and apply these techniques through practical examples relevant to the architecture, engineering, and construction, AEC, industry. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively filter and sort data using SQL commands, enhancing your ability to analyze data in your projects. Main content using WHERE clauses to filter data in SQL. The WHERE clause is a powerful tool that allows you to filter records based on specific conditions. This means you can select only the rows that meet certain criteria, making your data analysis much more targeted and relevant. For example, let's say you have a database of construction projects, and you want to find all projects that are scheduled to start after a certain date. You would use a SQL query like this. In this example, the query retrieves all columns from the projects table where the start date is greater than January 1, 2023. You can also combine multiple conditions using logical operators such as an OR. For instance, if you want to find projects that start after January 1, 2023, and are located in a specific city, your query would look like this. This powerful capability allows you to narrow down large datasets to only the information that is relevant to your analysis. Sorting results with order by. Once you have filtered your data, you may want to present it in a specific order. The order by clause is used to sort the results of your query either in ascending ASC or descending DESC order. This helps you organize the data for better readability and analysis. Using the previous example, if you want to sort the projects by their start date in ascending order, you would modify your query as follows. If you want to see the latest projects first, you can sort by start date in descending order. By utilizing the order by clause, you can present your data in a way that makes it easier to analyze trends and make informed decisions. Practical examples using AEC data now. Let's look at some practical examples relevant to the AEC industry that incorporate both filtering and sorting techniques. Finding completed projects in a specific year. Suppose you want to find all projects completed in 2022. Your SQL query would look like this. This query filters the projects to show only those completed in 2022 and sorts them by their completion date, listing active projects by budget. If you want to see all active projects sorted by budget, your query would be: this retrieves all active projects and sorts them by their budget in descending order, allowing you to see which projects require the most financial resources. Filtering by multiple criteria. If you are interested in projects that are both in a certain city and above a certain budget threshold, you could write: this query filters projects in Los Angeles with a budget over $500,000 and sorts them by their start date. Analyzing delayed projects. You might want to identify projects that are delayed. For example, if you need to find projects that were supposed to start in 2023 but haven't yet, you could use: this query gives you a list of all delayed projects that were scheduled to start before the beginning of 2023, sorted by their start date. These examples demonstrate the practical application of filtering and sorting data, making it easier to draw insights from your AEC datasets. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored how to effectively filter and sort data using SQL commands. You learned about the WHERE clause for filtering records based on specific conditions and the order by clause for sorting results. By applying these techniques, you can enhance your data analysis skills, making it easier to extract meaningful insights relevant to your projects in the AEC industry. As you continue through this course, keep in mind how these SQL commands can optimize your data management processes and improve your decision-making abilities. Reflection questions: how can you apply the WHERE clause to filter project data based on your current job needs? In what scenarios would sorting data with the ORDER BY clause be essential for your analysis? Reflect on a recent project. How could filtering and sorting data have improved your understanding or outcomes? Word count: 1,121.